The Office for Aerospace Affairs has a very broad mandate, and one of them is to act as a secretariat to the Committee on the Peaceful Uses of Outer Space Affairs, which is coordinating, in a way, international cooperation for peaceful uses of outer space. Another aspect is also to promote the technology, the science, and the applications that are developed for space exploration so that they are adapted or they provide services to populations on Earth.
And of course, all of this is ultimately related to socioeconomic sustainable development, because this technology can help in, for example, disaster situations. What can you tell us about that?
In the case of disaster, for example, we are now used to see maps that are prepared to show what are the damages after, for example, a hurricane, an earthquake. But there's a lot of work that needs to be done uphill, how we use satellite imagery to prepare ourselves to those disasters of natural origin, or to have early warning systems, because by being better prepared, we can certainly reduce the vulnerability of people, of families, and reduce the impacts of those disasters.
And I wonder if you can give us any examples from countries or from the field.
For example, for disaster, there's a program that is implemented by UNOSA, which is called UN SPIDER. It's a platform to promote the use of satellite data for disaster management and emergency response. We are not providing data. We are not going in the field when it's time to help nations. But we are developing partnerships, collaborations, to make sure that the information is discoverable by governments, accessible, and that they have the capacity to use it themselves, so that they develop their own plans, their own response strategy. And we do that specifically with developing countries. To answer your question, if we come to, for example, the earthquake in Nepal, it is what we have done. We have not provided data, we didn't deploy teams in the field, but on our knowledge portal, we tried to gather all the information that was made available by a wide range of actors, producing maps, producing statistics, making available networks of partners, of contacts. We try to put all that on our website and share that with the responders in Nepal, so they had a one-stop shop to find data, to find maps that could be of use. So this would not have happened otherwise. So that's the type of actions we can do in the case of a response